One blammo. We're rolling, baby.
So I don't even get to do a clap anymore. There's no clap.
The clap's been AI. AI has replaced the clap.
The hardworking class clap is now been eliminated from society. We're just going to see the clap on the street.
Yeah. The clap. Unfortunately, the clap is out of a job. A clap factory is across the nation closing down.
Holy shit. This is crazy. I don't have to clap anymore. Folks, so much of the I'm not even recording. Oh my God. I don't need to. I just had the panic attack.
Yeah. Holy shit. I can see your recording waveform creating itself.
I can't see it. You can see it.
Yeah, I can see it. You can't see it. It's in the Zencaster window.
Maybe because you're the host or something. Maybe because I'm the host. I can raise my hand, which I'm doing right now.
Oh yeah. Chum has something to say.
Thank you. That I'll be doing that now while you're talking constantly. folks, this is a brand new era of, you know, for a lot of reasons. This is for the first time on the show, Lux has surprised me with a new bit of technology.
It's true. We're rolling with Zencaster as our recording software for today.
Just for today. He's going to change it every week.
We're just trying something new out. See how it goes.
Is this also recording our video?
Yeah.
Wow. And yours is like coming in pretty grainy at this point. How's mine coming in?
I think grainy to me, but I'm assuming it's going to look better in the record, but we'll see.
Does it do like a local record? Folks, welcome to pre-production.
Welcome to pre-production. It's the podcast where we describe how the podcasting app, we don't know how it works.
It's exciting. You know, I know anchor.fm so by Spotify so yeah. Well, in and out, like the back of my hand. And so now I'm going to get to know Zencaster.
No, we're still going to use anchor.fm by Spotify.
No amount of money will take us away from it at this point.
Yeah. We're locked in for life with anchor.fm by Spotify.
We have a demon contract and I have 2 years left to live.
Yeah. We wrote it in blood on human flesh.
Yeah. But they did vanquish a lot of people for us, so
yeah.
You get what you give.
You get what you pay for,
folks, and you're getting what you pay for, which is $0. We're taking your time. It's Game Boys,
video game podcast. That's the trade.
It is a video game podcast, and I'd say it's probably the one with the most value, the most societal value, because. You know, what me and Lux have been trying to do from day one on Game Boys is for this to, you know, be a space for young men to learn how to grow up and, you know, be top G's, top gamers.
How to be top geezers.
Top gamers. You know, we're creating a leftist space for, misogynists to, do sex trafficking.
And with some good male role models.
Good role models. They're lacking. Because have you seen his... folks, have you heard of Andrew Tate? Someone almost as viral as us. He like did a whole like master class on how to do sex trafficking.
It is... honestly bananas how transparently he was on the internet being like, I do sex trafficking.
And not only that, not only I do it, but here's how. Like, he was very intent on like the and you can do it too.
Yeah, he wanted to build a community,
right? Yeah, like and to me that's like the first sign that it actually might be fake, because it's like all the master classes are pretty fake. So maybe he's just like faking it in general. Who knows? But I thought it was very funny to like, it was my first masterclass in like how to actually do crimes, which I thought was really next level.
Yeah.
Trendsetting.
You know, it's innovative, bleeding edge.
Are you listening to something?
No.
When you play something, can I hear the audio on it now?
I'm not playing anything.
Show me the audio feature now. You were playing something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to hear?
Yeah. Yeah. Just
wait, Griffin. Do a good joke.
Hey, how many congressmen does it take to screw in the Speaker of the House?
Well, they still haven't found out because they can't get that many.
I was going to say 6 million.
Sure.
Folks, uh-oh. That's not even a joke. That's not a joke pop. That's a, the joke pop is doo-doo-tsh.
Yeah, it's not a perfect rim shot, but I feel like that's what's going for.
This is a little more whiplashy. A little more not my tempo. Oh. So folks, that's right. This year, Game Boys is sponsored by GarageBand. They're back. And they're partnered with MySpace and LimeWire.
We're bringing back a lot of the things that made the internet fun when the internet was still fun before it was like this.
Yep, exactly. But and we're still managing to be positive male role models in a leftist way. So, mm-hmm. Folks, I'm Griffin. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host here, Lux. And as always, I would say my personal male role model, Haley, our producer. Sure.
Influential, changing the lives of people across the world every day just by doing what she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say my personal favorite. So what's going on, Lux? What's happening right now? Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Not my birthday.
Wasn't yesterday your birthday?
No, the whole thing was that a bunch of other people's birthdays popped up. I knew when my birthday was.
Oh, but in my opinion, if there's that many birthdays, it starts to get infectious, and then it's yours.
Yeah, I was virally infected by other people's birthdays. It was very frustrating, actually, because the whole plan, as I told you, was, oh, I got this new game, and I want to build the models for it, and that's all I have to do on Saturday.
Sure.
And like 20 minutes after I told you that, two different people were like, hey, it's my birthday, and I'm having a birthday plan.
Idiots. Fools.
Yeah, absolute fucking morons.
Terrible. And last minute too. And yeah. they're really guilting you.
They laid it on thick.
That's awful. And so you went to both?
Yeah, I went to one for only like an hour. I like went long enough to like eat a hot dog.
Yeah. Have you considered doing what I did and moving completely to a place where you don't know anyone and alienating yourself?
No, but you know, it's creeping up the docket of things to consider.
I'm just saying, I've been getting through a lot of games that way.
And, yeah, I've been gaming a little bit too, but tell me a little bit about what you've been filling the gap with.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk games on our gaming podcast. Midnight Suns.
Oh. It's great.
I've been playing it. And it is a game. It is, okay. I feel like it's a game where the combat is like really, really fun, but the combat's like 35 to 40% of the game.
There is obviously like you don't have to spend all your time doing the weird side quests and Abby stuff, and you don't have to max out to get through the game. But even the amount they ask you to do is too much.
You have to do quite a bit of Abby stuff to stay current with power levels and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the Abby stuff does contribute, as it should, but the problem is it sucks. Like, the Abby stuff is bizarre. So basically, Marvel Midnight Suns, if you haven't played it, it is a strategy game from Firaxis with the Marvel superheroes. And you play as a new character that's an ancient man
or lady person
brought back from the dead to lead different Marvel superheroes against your mother, who's an evil demon. And so you spend half the game doing these like strategy battles where it looks like XCOM, but it's got this kind of card system instead for how you move. It's very fluid and fun. And then the other half of the game is in this fucking place called the Abbey, where you have social relationships with the heroes. And how do you feel about the social relationships?
I like the idea of them. Like, I like even like sort of shape of them and the ways you go about getting them, but the pacing on them is so annoying, and a lot of the scenes that you have with the characters are very weird.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, if I were to take these scenes from just what they are and what they're presenting to me, it seems like you're basically going on gay dates with everyone, and everyone is like a closeted gay person. And yeah, well, and then the women are all throwing themselves at you in every scene, but you're also a closeted gay. And so it's like, that's very prevalent to the, in, that's how I read all the scenes.
It's like, well, it's this weird thing where like, it feels like they know you want to have romances, but they couldn't put romances in. So right. They made every arc a romance that ends with being like, but we're just best friends.
Right. Exactly. It's like this, it's this like weird, like softcore romance system where it's like, you're literally on a date with Iron Man. It's the gayest Iron Man you've ever seen. And you're just like having a very emotional connection time and getting to know each other in very intimate ways. And like, it always seems like you're about to like kiss. And then when you hang out with the female characters, they're all absolutely throwing themselves at you. And all you can do is be like, haha, okay, see you later.
Yeah. That's like half of why it's weird. And the other half of why it's weird is that they, some of like the ways you have bonding scenes just are very strange. Like, I did one recently where I went fishing with Blade, mm-hmm. and he just stood over me with his arms crossed, staring at the water while I was fishing. And it was just like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, why is this making us more friends?
I've been hot tubbing with a few of the characters. I've been on like cliffside walks with a few of them. And like, yeah, just no matter what, it seems like a game where like it was supposed to be romance stuff. And then they said, you can't do that, which I think is very funny. The other big problem is all of this stuff is just incredibly cheaply produced. It's like the same back and forth, two shots each time. And the dialogue is just drivel. It's just nothing. It goes nowhere. It has no substance. And I'm skipping through almost all of it because it's just garbage. It just feels like fucking refuse that you have to sift through to get back to this incredible strategy game.
To me, that does mirror my experience. I really think it's just this question of like balancing. Like, I think I could tolerate a lot of the on the nose kind of like golden era comic book sort of like, here's our deal type dialogue a lot better if I just didn't have to sit through 10 to 20 minutes of it between every fun mission. And if there were stretches where I could just like do the upgrades really fast, do my level ups, go to the mission, bing, bang, boom, I'm going.
Right.
And there are some parts of the game that are like that. And those are the best parts. Mm-hmm. But then once it starts to get bogged down in these scenes, it's like, then the frustrating nature of the dialogue starts to stick out in very real ways because you're hearing so much of it for so long without the like awesome break that is these really fun card battles.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So all that stuff is shit. And also when you're in the Abbey, it is like, it's probably like one of the worst running console games I've played in a long time. Like the frame rate drops down to like 12 sometimes. Like on the PS5, you're like walking through areas and it's just like stuttery as shit.
Yeah, it can be weirdly terrible, especially like when I was first getting in, I had the patch and it would crash whenever you did hero operations or other stuff like that. Like, it was not only stuttering, it could be like game-breakingly glitchy at times, and it was like very difficult to just like deal with.
Right, but I have never experienced any of the glitches in the good side of the game, which is the strategy.
It does really feel almost like two different games.
Yeah, it feels, and it just feels like they could have really just like snipped down on the stuff that wasn't working to make something a little more competent. So it's a weird game to recommend because it's a game that is incredibly fun, but all the other stuff isn't optional. You do have to sift through a large portion of it to continue to play the game. It's not avoidable. So yeah, it's a hard recommend, even though like I love the environments. I love how they like build out the different cards. It's fun to get to play all the different heroes. How have you beat it?
I'm on the last mission. I just like haven't had the time to sit down and finish it.
Okay. Well, audience, hold him to account and let's see if he ever beats it. But
I can do it by next week, man.
It's going to take him at least a week. We'll see. So Wolverine shows up in one level and then just disappears. Do I not get to have Wolverine?
No, Wolverine, you get Wolverine. Basically, every like hero who shows up and then goes away eventually comes back as a guy you can use.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, well, what the fuck? Wait, he whipped ass. Like, and he's gone now? Like, but yeah, I is this a game where it's a mistake to level everyone?
No, because people get injured and stuff, and it's good to rotate through, and you like, some missions have like every mission has like a necessary guy you have to take, so it's good to keep everyone pretty balanced in case like you don't want like one of your suck ass dudes to be required.
I've been leveling everyone evenly, and I hope that's not going to punish me in the end, because I think it's like it's fun to get to play everyone because they do all have different styles.
Yeah, and they balance really nicely.
Yeah. And I've started to kind of figure that out a little bit more. So yeah, there's like a lot of things that are working. There's a terrible texting system in the game. One of the worst I've seen yet. You have to
Funny. I think the posting like, part of it, like the weird,
the super link.
Yeah. I think that actually like kind of works for me, like tonally. And like, honestly, sometimes it's like more compelling character insight than like the 10-minute conversations while you're like near a tree.
That like, is true.
I think that part works, but then you get to the messaging part of Superlink, and every message is the driest shit ever. You have no mechanism to respond except to say yes.
It's also really hard to even find where the messages are. You have to like page over three different ways to like get to the area to respond to someone. It's just like,
everything difficult to read.
Everything is just like fucked up about that part of the game. It's a very two-face in a way, you know. And some people love Two-Face.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Me, I'm a Clayface guy. Let's get Clayface out there. Let's put him on the field. He's been in the wings for a long time.
We love Clayface. We want to see him do well.
I think he's been putting the time in, and I think he deserves some time on the field. What's going on? What else can we talk about?
I've been on...
Oh, you hitting the Benjamin, bro? Big Benjamin alert. It's Lux is going to Blinker Town.
Yeah, Benjamin Danklin, you know.
Did you see Benjamin Danklin himself on the Congress floor? One of the congressmen was hitting a pen on camera.
I did see that.
It's very
that whole very, man,
you should be able
that.
To.
I mean, it's, you know, it's legal. Legalize it.
There's a lot of places where just like the vibe is like, well, you should be allowed to at least vape here. It's like people are screaming at each other. This isn't a normal room. Like indoor rules aren't really being applied in a lot of ways already. So like you should be allowed to vape there.
I agree. I mean, a man from Alabama is just screaming at a guy from Florida, and anywhere where that's happening, it feels like you should be able to hit a vape.
I remember I toured it when I was a kid, and they pointed this part of the ceiling where like someone like 100 years ago had like shot their gun in the air to make their point. And I should look up what the point was. It was probably like,
maybe we should bring back slavery.
How about we should outlaw divorce? They kept the hole in. And I think that really is like thematic for their like, yeah, this is a place of war. This is a chaos zone.
Yeah. It was, ugh. God, that place is bizarre. And it is true that that should, like, that place does scream, like, come on, regular smoking rules do not apply. Like, vapes are fine here.
100%.
You're absolutely right with that.
Yeah. So whoever that guy was, I'm illegally voting for you.
But what'd you the McCarthy thing, really silly week.
Yeah, it seemed like seemed kind of like for McCarthy, it seemed kind of like a Rorschach, I'm not locked in here with you. You guys are locked in here with me moment. Because like everyone was like, oh, he's getting so owned, but it's like, yeah, he's gonna win at the end. So
yeah, I mean, he got roasted a lot and made a ton of bad concessions, but then like got the thing he wanted after all.
Yeah, which isn't anything material other than now he's the speaker. But I think they applied some awesome rule, which is like, I think if like one person is pissed off, they can like start a new vote.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, there's like this awesome weird thing where like they can open the vote to like relitigate the question of who should be speaker if only one person doesn't like it.
Which is just incredible. It's like, oh yeah, so we're just gonna be doing this every week.
And there's like some appointment promises that'll basically like put a bunch of psychos in charge of the national debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is what they really want to do. They want to nuke it all. But I think our boy Biden isn't afraid of doing some minting. I think he's a coin daddy. I think he'd totally make the next big coin.
The next big coin. It looks like another giant Coinbase might be going under soon also. So,
and I'm not even talking about crypto, folks. Fuck crypto. I'm talking about real coins.
Talking about quarter 2.0.
That would be cool. But no, I'm talking about minting the platinum coin, another billion, $1 trillion coin. You know, it's part of how they make the money. Money comes out like from a tree, and the tree is a big coin, and the president has to make it, and he has to tell, I think, elves or dwarves, I'm not sure who, but he tells probably some little creatures in the Netherlands or something to go make the coin. And it's very expensive. People are like, oh, don't, you're not, you shouldn't do that. That's very dangerous to be making all these coins because coins hold so much power.
Yeah. I mean, coins hold power both in a sense of like attributed value. Like we like all agree how much they cost, but also like they have a sort of sacred vibes energy that makes them more valuable than other kinds of money.
Right. So I think that, you know, if they try to say, oh, we're going to let the whole debt and the whole government shut down and collapse, debt ceiling, whatever, Biden's just going to say, hey, here, let's get, there's more money. We got it.
We got coins.
We're going to print it. did you get crypto?
No, I never actually got any crypto.
Yeah, I feel like you got your beak in all sorts of different puddles.
I certainly do, but that's not one of them. I've talked to you about the time that I almost bought 800 Bitcoin when Bitcoin was a quarter, but then decided not to because my friend wanted to buy some kegs for a party, so we did that instead, and I somewhat regret that choice.
It seemed like there was like maybe a year where you could flip some of it, and then too many people proved to just be absolute. Just cringe with it, folks. Nothing to say.
People have been cringe with the coins. That's for sure true.
People have been doing cringe online on Main.
Cringe on Main with the coins.
With the coins. And that's all over now, thanks to Biden, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
We believe in Joe Brandon.
That's right. Oof, I'm going to go see Megan after this. I'm very excited.
Oh, I am too, but not tonight, but tomorrow afternoon. But I'm also very excited.
It's pronounced Mithregan.
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 Yeah, she's Irish.
That would be a cool reveal.
That she's Irish and she's getting revenge for the potato famine.
It's an IRA thing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be cool. She just sings like Black and Tans while she like rips someone's hands off or whatever.
Yeah, I think that could happen. Anyways,
we might see that in the movie.
It could happen. I think anything's possible after Jim Cameron showed me.
Yeah, after Jimmy Cameron showed us the breadth of possibility with Avatar, the Way of Water.
It would be cool if the Fire Navi and the third one are Irish. Just they just have Irish accents for no discernible reason.
Do you know the third one's Fire Navi, or are you just guessing because of elements?
It's 100% gonna be Volcano Fire Navi. It's the only way. It's the only way to fight. It's the only way to fight to really fight fire with fire, so to speak. Because
thought that's where this was going.
The great ships descend and they inflame the earth, but the earth is going to shoot fire back out up into the sky.
Do you think there will be like a DBZ style, like the flames are coming yes. down from the propulsor on the ship, and then the volcano is rocketing up lava, and the two are like pushing against each other until they're going up and down?
I think there's definitely going to be, yes, a Kamehameha, like, yeah, duel of that of sorts.
Yeah.
But I do think in general, yes, I think there's going to be that. And then, of course, I'm probably not the first person to make this guess, but I do, now that we know Avatar 3, 4, and 5 are going to be made because the series is profitable.
I mean, Avatar, to the point where they're still yeah. adding theaters to The Way of Water.
They're building theaters in honor of the film. they're just like, we need more of these things. And they're like, what, Avatar? They're like, no, movie theaters. They're great. my final statement is that Avatar 5 will end on Earth with the Navi bringing the fight back to Earth.
Oh my gosh.
And we will finally see Navi grace New York City.
I would love to see a Navi in the MoMA.
I'd love to see a Navi shoot a bow and arrow through a taxi cab.
I'd love to see a Navi bust into the writer's room in 30 Rock and
yeah.
decapitate Colin Jost with a huge knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
Michael Che goes, well, that just happened. Just kidding. Not in an Avatar. We don't say that in Avatar.
No. Yeah.
That's not the way we talk in Avatar.
Well, maybe that's unfortunately how they talk on Earth, and that's why it's gotten so apocalyptic there.
Oh, that's fair. here's a question for you, Griffin.
Okay.
Have you read about this woman, Susan Meechan?
Meechan?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so what you gotta understand is this woman wasn't a romance author. She wrote romance novels, and she a couple years ago was being bullied and then claimed to have died. Her daughter.
Oh, she faked her death. I heard about this.
Yes. Have you heard her response to the people who are like, hey, you faked your death?
No, let her slay. Let's do it. Okay. Let's hear it.
Let me pull this up. The fucking Substack's being shitty, so I'm gonna grab it on my phone because I know I have it there. Give me one quick second. Because I meant to tell you this earlier. Her response is, I gotta tell you, as far as I'm concerned, as far as like online responses to someone trying to hold you accountable for something you did, top 10 all time, I think.
This person knows the Matrix and sees through it. They clearly aren't going to ever be held accountable, and that's beautiful. They don't believe in it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So you had the whole story.
So she says,
You didn't have it queued up.
I had it queued up on my computer, but it didn't load on my computer the way it was supposed to. So I'm going to
that sucks.
I'm having it open on my phone. So she goes, she says, this is sort of incredible. She says, what I have to say to them is that they were not demanded to donate. It's strange that they regret it now that I am alive. Sorry, lost my phone. It's strange they regret it now that I am alive. It doesn't just turn into a loan because they regret it. And why do they regret it? They were happier when I was dead. Are they just mad that an author told a story?
Does she include these weird grunts in between?
No, I just have something stuck in my throat, which is bad.
I just thought, I was like, well, I think she's a great writer because she's using all these like guttural sounds
to really bring onomatopoeias,
the voice in.
But yeah, she goes on to say,
I'm gonna buy her book.
They were happy to donate when I was dead, and they seem upset that I am alive. Exactly. That is what these I believe. They're cruelly wishing death upon me.
Yeah, these people are sick. These people are absurd. What do you? These people are going to go and they're going to kill her again just so they can feel like their money was worth something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying, that they're cruelly wishing death upon her. How much money was it?
How much money did any person really give? And what were they giving money for? She's dead already. What was the money going to go to?
It was for her family for funeral expenses and stuff.
Okay. And then the family like held a fake funeral?
Yeah, and there's like a charity auction, I guess, to raise money for stuff.
That's good.
Well, so my favorite part of it is part says, what are they upset? My favorite part of the part says, what are they upset about anyway? That an author, all caps, told a story, all caps.
Yeah.
That's queen stuff as far as just absolutely rejecting the idea that you should have to be responsible for anything that you do or say.
Well, this seems like in the grand scheme of troubling authors of our time, this seems like one of the good ones. And this seems like one that has a sort of a craftiness to her that maybe could be harnessed for good. This seems like an act one villain, act three ally.
Yeah, I mean, could be. It is certainly profoundly funny.
Here's the thing. How much money? Do we know how much money?
Let me see if I can find a number.
Yeah, because it's like, what did she raise? $5,000? Fuck you. Whatever. You're part of this experience.
Now you're part of something, a moment in history.
Did she do a reveal or did she get caught? Like did she get
outed? She did a reveal. She did a post that was like, I'm back.
Like, you're part of the experience then, baby. She is telling a story. Like it'd be one thing if she got caught at the grocery store, but no, this is all part of it. It's like, what were you going to give that money to? Some OnlyFans? Gamer girl water? You guys got an incredible story, and you didn't even enjoy it or appreciate it. Seems like you didn't even understand it.
I didn't find a number. I didn't find some newer details that have come out.
Okay. Which are going to be vindicating. Like
her ex cover. So she also was a client. So she was an indie romance author and cover artist. She had a custom cover art slot.
Okay. Well, that's going down. Her stock is already plummeting.
And she took in a lot of money. She got caught using Disney and other copyrighted images in the cover she sold to clients.
Cool.
She faked her suicide and had her daughter take over the account and her Facebook group. Made a new pen name to join the Facebook group and take it over. Blah, blah, blah. Her ex-cover clients tried to get their money back and refunded for their custom spots they prepaid. The daughter told them off, and they said they were horrible people. Her daughter and a few other supporters falsified authors what was happening, aka accusing them of being bullies and driving her to suicide. Indie community gathered to create one charity auction with the money to go to a charity in her name. One charity auction with money going to Susan's daughter. Another charity auction with money going to Susan's daughter, and another fund with funds going to Susan's daughter. They helped the daughter and promote 1 to 4 new releases.
The way you're reading it is too monotonous. I'm not parsing the information. Well,
I'm trying to find the stuff that's like, okay. Basically there was four fundraisers for her.
I'm the audience here and I don't know what's going on.
There's four fundraisers for her, but it turns out that it appears she faked her own death because she did copyright crimes and everyone was like, can we get our money back?
Oh,
because these covers you sold us have like Disney stuff on them.
Oh, that's okay. So she stole from the rich to give to the poor
and charged them for it.
Well, but way less than what the evil mouse at the top of the hill was charging.
Sure.
She was stealing from the mouse and people didn't like that because, you know, people, they need a god in their life and they've chosen Disney. And I think that's sad. And what does she have to do? She had to defend herself. She had to get out of this some way. And yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to take money from bad people.
Maybe.
How much money?
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Folks, we're going to tell you how much money after this commercial break. And if we don't, we'll move on.
I'm trying to find the amount of money, but I can't see. I don't seem to be able to find this money.
It'd be funny if she's like, she stole $600 million from
Yeah, if I find a number and it's just like huge. Like,
yeah,
they raised $11 billion for this woman who no one gave a shit about.
And they legally bought Antarctica with it.
Yep. Sorry, libs.
Sorry, libs. So I'm excited to see Megan.
Yeah, I couldn't find the money, but yeah, I'm very excited to see Mathrigan.
I also think that I'm really happy Allison Williams has a big movie career. I like that people look at Allison Williams and then it reminds them of Girls, because Girls was an incredible TV show.
Yeah, Girls was fun. And it's fun that Allison Williams is sort of the more out there one than Lena Dunham, who like hates her dogs and stuff.
She hates her dogs? That's the thing I didn't know. I knew all the bad stuff.
There's like this whole story about how she would like adopt these dogs and they would like get sick or go missing, and it was like a huge problem, and that largely because she was just like terrible at being a dog owner.
I thought she just did like an annoying post about having to like give a dog back to the pound or something.
She did that, but like she made it sound like this was like a dog problem, and it was very much a Lena Dunham problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was some good reporting on this by someone. But yeah, so look it up if you want. There's reporting on it.
Hey, well, you do your own fucking research, okay?
Yeah, we're not here to, you know, we can't give you all the answers.
Yeah. We'll give you most, though, and we'll do them from a male role model perspective.
Yeah, well, for sure. Everything's coming from male role models.
So make sure to clean your keyboard and wash your mouse.
Make sure you take your mouse and dip it in cleansing water.
That's the thing. He didn't really sell any supplements or anything. Andrew Tate was just like, subscribe to my school where I teach you how to sexually traffic.
He really had one beat, and it's a beat you shouldn't be allowed to get away with at all, let alone for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's like, and I guess, like, Romania just arrested him because they're like, hey, we don't like that you're talking shit about us.
Yeah, you know?
And they're like, cut that out. And then they just, like, let him go again. Like, he's been arrested, still didn't like this before, like a year or two ago.
Yeah, so, I remember they did, like, an exploratory one. I think this one's supposed to be more sticky, but we'll see.
It seems the Romanian police are just like, aw, shucks. They have, like, one jail cell. And they're like, well, it's full, so... Head on home.
Good luck. Griffin, I have some breaking news.
Please. The money?
No. Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh. Let's talk.
It got some new tags on Steam today.
Let's break it.
What the tags are capitalism, weird, and villain protagonist.
What?
It's tagged as a villain protagonist game on Steam.
Okay, so this is a game where you play as a TERF, incredible, but you accept, but you learn to love it and learn to realize that's the only way, I guess.
It sounds like maybe the people who are reacting to the game and tagging their reviews and stuff are not super pleased with like putting down the Goblin Uprising.
Oh, it's about the Goblin thing. Oh, okay, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to hear more about that.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm seeing right now so far is just that these are the tags on Steam, which come from reviews. Although I guess I could look up the Steam reviews really quick. So let's like...
Well, it comes out next month. So any reviews must be from like test code or like builds.
Yeah, probably so. But let's take a look.
So wait, hold on. Those keywords like capitalism, those are not from the game maker. Those are
I don't reviews. Think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I'd be very surprised if they intentionally, if they added the tag villain protagonist.
I just keep seeing on social media, like three, like, right-wing chud guys, like, be like, whoa, the graphics of this look like Red Dead Redemption 2. And it's just like, all right, let's...
Yeah, popular user-defined tags relax. For this product.
Okay.
All right, let's see if there's any reviews anywhere.
I thought the news was going to be a little bit more breaking than that, but I do love a Harry Potter story. Yes, villain protagonist. I think that's fair. I'm ready to play as a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited to hear what you think of this game.
It'd be funny if there's just like GTA rules. You can just like shoot people.
That'd be tight. And then there's like little wands that fill up in the corner of your screen. That's like the stars.
Right. And there's what would the cops be?
More like the cop wizards.
Oh, right. They'd be on broomsticks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's dementors eventually.
Oh, sure. They're like the helicopters.
Yeah.
See, if you can't resist it. It's a magical world.
It's a fun space to play in.
It's so fun. And you know what? I don't even know who came up with this idea. I think this was actually more of a Bible story.
A product of the collective unconscious.
Yeah, it's actually book 7, Book of Rowling.
The Book of Rowling.
I think I'm just really excited for Megan. I don't really know what else we have to talk about.
Well, so I've been on a kick lately. I've been playing a wide range of Warhammer 40K games.
Oh, okay. All right. We're on a video. We're recording video now. So when I fall asleep, they're going to know.
It's true. People will be able to see. But I'm learning that there are so many of these shits.
It's like a board game, I thought.
Well, that's the thing is.
Yeah.
That's the thing is like.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Nice.
Is that there's. The tabletop game, which is big and confusing, but there's a ton of spin-off RPGs and shooters and strategy games and tactics games. And like, there's even like a Civ-like game. Like there's so many of them and I've been playing a lot.
And you're feeling kind of melancholy about it based on this piano choice?
In some ways I am, because a lot of them are bad.
Yeah. It's like, what have I done? Or like regret.
Now, some of them are good. Mm-hmm. It's important to note. Some of them are good, but some of them are bad. Quite a lot of them are bad. And it's very interesting because, like...
Are you doing this as a historian or is it like a masochist?
I just sort of, like, got on this kick where I, like, got really into the aesthetic and the lore. And I was like, I want to explore this space a little bit.
Sure. Just like JK. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of what made me think of it, was talking about how fun the space to play in Harry Potter is. And I was like, you know, that reminds me of is... this future war game where everyone is constantly doing genocides to each other.
Okay. All right.
And something that's pretty fun. There's one that I think you'd really like called Warhammer 40K Inquisitor Martyr. I mean, of course the name is stupid and bad.
I every time I see the titles for these games, I am reminded of why they are so niche. Because they wrap themselves in like a weird container.
They like refuse to give, they like build a self-imposed barrier to entry that is like pretty substantial.
Weird advertising from them.
But this game is like a Diablo clone, and it's maybe the best Diablo clone I've ever gotten to be a part of.
Okay. I play Diablo. I'm lukewarm on it. I'm not like a Diablo head.
I feel like you love to zone out and hack and slash a little bit.
That top down stuff, it's hard to get attached to for me.
It is not emotionally compelling. It really fills the space of sort of like pures, like you, I can fall asleep playing that game and also this game.
Right. Sometimes that's good though. Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to play like, ooh, I'm ready to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to vibe out. And sometimes the vibe is shooting lasers at like deformed, sick people on a spaceship.
Sure, Sure.
And that's a lot of what you do in that game.
And you hope that carries on to your dreams, and then you take that and you carry that out in real life.
Yeah, you try to bring that into your daily life.
You do. Okay. So that one, you like that one. That seems interesting, and you can play it. I mean, I guess I gotta get a Steam Deck at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the other one that
purchase?
The Steam Deck is worth it. I love it.
Cause I see more and more cool people having them, and I'm like, damn, everyone has one now.
Yeah, I mean, they're very fun. And then the other game you might want to enjoy is a fucking Darktide. Darktide is a blast.
And that's the new one.
That's the new one.
Yeah, I watched one review that was like so on it, but I should check it out because you want to play it.
It's fun co-op.
Yeah.
It's fun co-op, and also it has, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the like nasty, grim, dark future thing is like very, you know, it's like not an accessible aesthetic. You know, it's not like it's inconceivable, but it's just like it's not for everyone, you know.
Right.
But if you can get into it, it's very fun.
Okay. All right. I'll consider it. Yeah.
You just think about it. I mean, I still want to play Raft as our co-op game that we try to stream, but
that'll be cool. Oh yeah, we should talk about when we can do that.
Because I gotta download it on my damn Steam Deck.
What day do you stream?
I do Mondays and Wednesdays, but I'm free Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays usually.
Wait, you stream 2 days a week?
Yeah.
I thought it was only one. Wow.
No, we do two. I just miss the Monday one sometimes because I do other stuff.
That's crazy. It's like, I guess you guys are just kind of like hanging out, you know?
Yeah, we're not doing like a big show. We're pretty lazy. Yeah. Sometimes I bring new pants. Like last week, I brought these Thai fisherman pants I'm wearing today.
Yeah, you know, my only thought for the live stream show, you know, that you guys do is, you know, engage with the chat more.
We just got to get more people chatting.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes I feel like the chatters, you know, they're not. You don't read all the comments. Well, you got to read all the chats, and you have to say, "Hey, you're my new best friend."
Okay, I'll start adding that after every chat that I read.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Durbo Bernstein says, "You guys, shut the fuck up, you idiots! This game sucks. Stop wasting my time." And that's my new best friend.
Mm-hmm. That's it. What else have I haven't really been playing a ton else outside of Midnight Suns. I've been watching all of Naruto. That's been fun. Just finished Naruto. Just got into Shippuden.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's been big. There's something else I wanted to tell you. What did I want to tell you? Oh, did we talk about, did you flip your PS5?
I did.
I don't know if that's a fake story, but they said that if your PS5 is vertical, it will goo itself.
And I've had enough of people and things gooing themselves in my life already. I don't need
the PS5, I guess, to stay cool and not overheat, has some sort of liquid like metal in it that like I guess can like leak and then like destroy the insides of the PS5. Now, I mean,
we got metal like the Terminator.
It's like like T2, and yeah. it's just as cool as that too. So it's actually pretty sick, and I've been keeping mine vertical.
Yeah, because I want to see it.
Yeah, you got to try it out. I got to give a firsthand review, so I can create a thumbnail of me soy facing to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about what you can and cannot soy face to.
Yep, and there's a fine line. What else was I gonna say? You know, I got my place all set up now. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I built furniture for the last like 3 days.
What's your favorite piece of furniture you got?
Oh man. Okay. So, probably my TV stand.
Because your TV is a long saga.
It's been a long saga with that. I got two different TV mounts that both didn't work because my walls are fucked up. I brought a guy out to install it, and he had to give up because we couldn't do it. And then I had to wait weeks to finally get this TV stand, a normal just like fucking thing to put a TV on. I can't mount it because I live in a fucking cave. But now it's up there. It's elevated. It's off the floor. I'm officially an adult man.
You're officially living life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, the TV, it looks bigger when it's elevated, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because it fills up more of your natural line of sight.
Whoa. Yeah. So that's happening with me. Yeah, just Midnight Suns, a little bit of World of Warcraft, but yeah, I just been busy. I've just been busy doing stuff.
Other stuff that's gotta get done, you know.
I'm excited to see what this year brings, you know. I'm excited to
This is gonna be a big year for Thai fisherman pants.
It's gonna be a big year for those pants. You know, we could find a day to stream. I think that'll be incredible. I think we should go to all the gaming conventions this year. I think we should just go to all of them.
Every single one.
We could afford that. Yeah, I don't know. Here's my list. It says play Sekiro again. That's all it says.
Whoa.
I guess I could. And I guess I do still have this itch to beat Elden Ring. So that's kind of where I'm at emotionally. That's where I think things might go in the future.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes, but I think maybe it's a good time to let you go so you can go see Mithri again.
No, we got 6 minutes, don't we? Yeah.
We got 6 minutes. I was just seeing if there's anything else you want. It didn't sound like you're winding down and stuff to talk about. I've mostly been playing these damn Warhammer games, man.
Yeah, nothing else going on with you. How's work?
Work's pretty good. Yeah. Interesting time for the new year. We're doing some new stuff for some of the other imprints of the brand.
Oh, you're making TikToks.
Yeah, I'll be letting people know about what I got cooking when it starts to drop.
Oh no, folks, that's the
sound. I'm talking about my shit.
That's the sound of a guy that's about to go viral.
I'm trying to get viral stuff happening.
Nice. That's what we'll spend the last 6 minutes doing. How do I play music?
It should just be at the top. But I'm trying to turn. Oh, I see what I did. I turned them on to infinite loops. Now, there we go.
Okay. There's color. No. Call settings. I think it's because you're like the host or whatever. So
I think maybe it is.
So you can you promote me?
Let me see.
I see. This is nice. We should end every episode this way because I think that we should have that sort of that melancholy ode to times past sort of vibe. You know, everyone grows up and everyone makes choices. And sometimes those choices separate us. And sometimes they bring us together.
That's beautiful.
That's what the song says.
That's what the song says.
that's what Mithrigan says.
That's what Mithrigan says to me. She says, bring us together.
You might have to be a thing where you start like a call or invite me as a host or something, because that's how it works on Riverside, which is what I use for work.
Yeah, it could be that.
But this is great. I mean, this isn't great. I mean, we didn't have to do a sync clap. Hopefully this is easier for Haley. I mean, I don't think we'll release this video one because, you know, I'm
not, what it looks like. So okay, I can add stuff.
We play both songs back to back at the end of every show. I think that should be the plan. Yeah,
yeah, that should be easy for Haley. I can add stuff to this. I can add any song we want to drop in there.
Yeah, and hopefully that becomes a we can add every song and drop, because I think that, you know, I think I deserve to add some drops too.
I think it might just be that because I have the Zencaster account, but we'll see.
Well, then we can use Riverside maybe.
We can switch back and forth, see who's in charge of the board.
I'll phone in from Riverside. You phone in from Zencaster. We'll see how
we'll record separate tracks where you can add music to them, but the other one can't hear it. And Haley gets them both.
Well, I hold my cell phone up and I call you and you hear a little bit of it. So, yeah, I think that's going to be great. I think that we should start posting on like a YouTube channel, maybe, you know, these incredible video versions of the show. I think that, maybe we get you like a ring light. We get you some purple glowing lights.
That quote unquote bisexual lighting.
Get some bisexual lighting, and I'm gonna have the heteronormative lighting. So it's gonna be fluorescent lights, not undimmed, with the ceiling cap screwed off, so there's no diffusion.
Yeah, and that's good.
And now we're representing a large majority of the LGBT map that way. You know, straight people are on the LGBT map, right?
Yeah, they're the T for totally regular.
T for Todd. So I think I'm excited. We're going to post it on YouTube. And so folks and audience, be ready for a YouTube channel. And we'll have a YouTube link in the descriptions of the podcast in the future, so you guys can see all the different costumes that we spend so much time making for the show that you guys never get to see.
We are always dressed to the nines.
We're always
I'm wearing a new hat today.
We're always in episode specific costumes that we spend a lot of time working on, and they're really always just been just for me and Lux, but now they'll be for you guys too.
And that's beautiful, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna have to clean up all the blood that's just generally smeared on your face.
That I always have around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting hit in the face with a pigeon, or what's going on there?
Yeah, birds keep flying into me.
Yeah. Well, that's you and another genius known as Senor Hitchcock.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I'm just excited for the spooky movie.
Hey, I mean, you're just jazzed from three again. I'm excited to hear what you think about it.
Mithrigan. So who's directed Mithrigan? Because why haven't... Was it a woman? Because I'm feeling that
there's
a lot
James
of...
No, I think it's
James Wan. Oh, nice. This is a Maleficent. Malignant, nope. I mean.
Yep.
Maligs. We love Maligs.
I believe it was James Wan.
Wait, who directed... Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Gerard Johnstone. I think James Wan just wrote it.
Yeah, he produced it, I bet.
He wrote and produced it. Gerard Johnstone directed it.
Okay.
He's done a couple. He wrote the movie Housebound and did some TV episodes.
Who's this guy's publicist? They're blowing this. We should know this guy's name and face. This movie has an incredibly high score. It's doing incredibly well at the box office. And I don't have a little JPEG in my brain of him.
Would you believe that it has a higher score than that documentary that plays phone calls that people made from the towers on 9/11?
I'm looking for some follow-up reporting that might dispute that.
Well, I checked it online and it was true. It may have changed since, but there was a moment where that was the case.
Well, folks, that's where I'll be spending my evening instead of Mithrigan. Excuse me. Lex, any final thoughts? Oh, play us out.
Yeah, I'll play us out of here. Hey, you know what? It can be hard sometimes.
Not but it also can be beautiful.
But it can also be beautiful.
But it can be very beautiful.
And that's when when you land on a game you want to play, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah. And guess what? We may live in very far distant places, but we all share the same sky. This has been Game Boys. And that sky was where the planes from the 9/11 came from.
They were born there. And they died there in the sky. 9/11. Goodbye.
January 6th.
All right. I'm going to hit stop.